Touristic spots in Spain. Barcelona.
Although it's not the capital, Barcelona is one of the most important cities in Spain. You can't get bored in this city. There are many interesting monuments and there's a beach.
Parc Güell.
Designed by Antoni Gaudí in 1900, this park is a unique monument known by his architecture from the Catalan modernism.
Madrid.
The capital of Spain. You would never get bored of this city. There are plenty things to do and many interesting places to visit, like the Royal Palace or the Prado Museum.
Granada.
Granada is a province that has everything you need: mountain, snow, river and beaches. His history is very interesting as it belongs to the Muslims during more than 300 years.
Alhambra.
It's the most visited monument in Granada. It consists of a set of palaces, gardens and fortress of the 11th century.
Córdoba.
As many places in the south of Spain, Córdoba was also dominated by the Muslims, so we can see many places and monuments from that time.
Mezquita de Córdoba.
The Mezquita is the best known monument in Córdoba, built in the 10th century by the Muslims. It's a cathedral near the river Guadalquivir.
Sevilla.
In south Spain, Seville is a city with plenty of colors and with such a long history. There you can visit monuments built by the Muslims 1,000 years ago.
La Giralda.
In the heart of Sevilla, the Giralda is the ancient monument built by the Muslims in 1184.
Plaza de España, Sevilla.
It's perfect to have a walk by the park and take some pictures to this beautiful building. The Plaza de España in Seville has been a location for many films such as Star Wars.
Playa de los Muertos.
Located in Almería, this beach with clear water is one of the most beautiful beaches in South Spain. You can do snorkel and enjoy swimming with plenty of fishes.
Cala Macarella, Menorca.
Although it is difficult to get there, the 30 minutes walk is worth it. This beach is one of the most beautiful of Spain and it's located in the Balearic Islands.
Cabo Finisterre, Galicia.
Its name means end of the earth, as it was believed by the Romans when they arrived in Galicia in their trip to conquer Spain. You could see the sunset over an endless ocean.
Ronda, Málaga.
It's located in South Spain and you should take a walk and visit his famous bridge, although I don't recommend it to those who are afraid of heights.
Molinos de Viento Manchegos.
In Ciudad Real, Castilla-La Mancha, there are 10 windmills from the 16th century which are declared good of cultural interest. As you may know, these windmills are famous from El Quijote.
Teatro Romano, Mérida.
Built in the year 16-15 BC, in the ancient Rome, the Roman theatre is such as spectacular architecture well conserved.
San Juan de Gaztelugatxe, Vizcaya.
It's an islet where you can visit a hermitage in the top of a mountain. It may be a hard walk but it's worth it.
Real Monasterio de San Lorenzo del Escorial, Madrid.
It's a complex built between the 1563 and 1584 which includes a royal palace, a basilica, a pantheon, a library, a school and a monastery.
El Teide, Tenerife.
The Teide is a volcano located in a national park in Tenerife, the Canary Islands. It's the second most visited national park in the world.
Catedral de Santiago de Compostela.
This cathedral is one of the most famous in Spain because is the end of the pilgrimage called Camino de Santiago, which has been doing for more than 1,000 years. Such an adventure.
Acueducto de Segovia.
This aqueduct built in the 2nd century A.C. was used to bring water to Segovia. It's a very interesting architecture and well conserved.
Parque Nacional de Doñana, Huelva.
If you are a nature lover, you can't miss the opportunity to see the wildlife in Doñana. You may see flamingos or lynx among other animals.